afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Amador Air District Board of Directors meeting. Would everyone please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Approval of agenda is first item here to take up.
Move to approve, Mr. Chair.
I'll second.
I have a motion to approve by Director Cruz, seconded by Director Forrester. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Public matters not on agenda. Anyone may address the board at this time?
Just for the record, we should note that Directors Axe and Brown are on vacation.
So hearing none, seeing none, we'll move on. Administrative matters. Review of and approval of August 17 board minutes.
I move approval.
Second.
Motion to approve by Director Forrester and second by Director Rayonda. Correct. Okay. Next item is.
Can you vote on it?
Oh, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Told you to try and make this fast.
Normally, we have to take a roll call vote or.
Because of the Zoom.
Because of the Zoom.
Okay.
Do you want to back up?
I can. So we can back up to the approval of the agenda. Bob Stimson.
Okay, aye.
Linda Rianda.
Aye.
Richard Forrester.
Aye.
Pat Crew.
Aye.
And Bruce Smith.
Bruce, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Barely. Just a little bit, yeah.
So that's five that we have?
Six.
We do have six?
Who else was on there?
One, two, three, four, five.
And Ratton.
Not on there yet. That's only five.
I hear somebody.
Do we what? No, there's only one. There's only Bruce on there.
We don't have a quorum.
We don't have a quorum. What would you like to do?
Due to a lack of quorum, I would have to say, any discussion about it?
She accepted. I don't know why she's not on yet. She did accept, though.
We can give it a few more minutes.
Sure.
Is there anything that we really need to vote on?
Not really.
We could carry it all over the agenda to the next meeting.
The only one that was a little bit of a push was for the police incentive car to get that one going because the chiefs are desperate to get that going, but other than that, the rest isn't. Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah. Chiefs are for this. Good.
Good.
Okay. Hey, Bruce, just in case you didn't catch any of this, we're trying to get a hold of a few more people and make a quorum.
Yeah, I heard.
Okay.
Hopefully you can hear me.
All right. I'm going to mute you back and forth because we get feedback here if I don't, okay?
All right. I sent a note to Brian. I don't know what's going to happen.
Test, 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 test. Turn me off. Try that. Test, 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 test. Can you hear me? Test, 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 test. Gotta get pretty close.
Okay. Amador Air District Board of Directors meeting for October 19th. Do you want to do the Pledge of Allegiance again?
I don't think
okay. So. No.
Okay. And we have a quorum. Approval of agenda.
Move to approve, Mr. Chair.
We have a motion to approve by Director Crew, second by Forrester. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You have to take
we have to take a verbal.
Oh, that's right. We got a roll call.
Aye.
Bob Stimson?
Aye.
Linda Rianda?
Aye.
Richard Forrester?
Aye.
Bob, Pat Crew?
Aye.
Bruce Smith?
Aye.
And Deanna Rutten?
Aye.
Okay. Next item. Is administrative matters, and
who to approve the minutes?
Yeah.
Second.
Bob Stimson?
Aye.
Linda Rianda?
Aye.
Richard Forrester?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Aye.
Bruce Smith?
Aye.
And Deanna Ratton?
Aye.
Okay, item number two, Green Vehicle Police Incentive Pilot Program. Action.
All right, let's get through this. Good afternoon, Hermia Perry, Amador Air Pollution Control Officer. The Green Vehicle Police Incentive Pilot Program, with transportation now the largest source of carbon pollution in the United States, and in the effort to strive for cleaner air quality and lessen the impacts of climate change, California is requiring all new vehicles to be electric driven by 2035. Amador Air District would like to help our local city police departments move towards this new green era by providing assistance in procuring electric, greener, low-emission vehicles to add to their fleets. AAD has a total budget of $99,000 for this pilot program. $33,000 will be allocated to each of the three police departments in the county, City of Ione, Sutter Creek, and Jackson. To qualify, the vehicle must come from the state's approved list of battery electric vehicles, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, or hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicles. The new purchased vehicle will replace an old gas diesel engine. Each police department must get rid of an old vehicle. How they achieve this will be left at their discretion, but it must be taken out of the county. And attached, you will find the draft of the incentive pilot program agreement. I've tried to keep this very simple and straightforward. They replace one of their old vehicles. They get $33,000. So, however, if they want to replace two vehicles, that's fine. If they want to split the 33, that's fine. But every vehicle has to get replaced.
You said diesel.
Whatever they have, as long as it's old and they get rid of it, and it's out of my county. And so I'm asking the board to authorize AAD staff to proceed with the program and allow me to start working with the police chiefs to get this going.
Any discussion?
I just had one question. Where would they take these vehicles to get them out of the county?
Anywhere that they want to buy. I mean, they could trade them in. If they go through the dealer, they could trade them in. They could get them, sell them outside the county. Or they could just recycle them, junk them.
So they could just sell them at auction?
Sure. As long as they're not working in the county anymore.
Okay.
There would really be no way to monitor that.
Well, that was kind of where I was, unless they scrapped them.
Yeah. I'm hoping that in good faith that they will get them out of my county.
And then as far as just charging, they would have to have a dedicated plug someplace. Like City of Ione, they don't have a secure area where they keep their vehicles. They just park them right out in front.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be strictly electric. It could be a hybrid. If they choose to get a hybrid, that's up to them. I'm okay with it as long as it's in some sort of greener vehicle. You know, they sell the hybrids. Your city just got one of those RAB hybrid vehicles. So the ones that we've been looking at on Ford do have the hybrid models of the police fleets. So that would be up to their discretion.
What did Jackson get?
Was it a RAV?
It was a RAV 4, I believe, yeah. A hybrid.
Hybrid?
Yeah.
And I bet that costs more than $33,000.
A little more, I think.
I don't. Yeah.
Probably not on the state contract, though.
Yeah. But better than nothing.
Better than nothing, exactly. And, you know, I think $33,000 would get the fire or the police chiefs a good start to replacing the vehicle. And, you know, I've had great interest already. The city of Jackson has already, their chief has contacted me. The chief of Ione has contacted me, and they're ready. And I know that your chief is ready to go too, so.
Okay. So any more discussion? We need a vote.
Yes, sir.
Leasing car?
Yes, Diane.
Does the vehicle that they surplus, scrap, or get rid of have to be a police car, or does it have to just be a city vehicle?
I would prefer for it to come out of their fleet of police cars.
Okay.
Okay, so I will entertain a motion.
I'll move that we authorize the Air District staff to proceed with the program.
I'll second.
Motion by Director Forrester, second by Director Rianda. Roll call vote.
Bob Stimson.
Aye.
Linda Rianda.
Aye.
Richard Forrester.
Aye.
Pat Crew.
Aye.
Bruce Smith.
Aye.
And Diana Ratton.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item, item number three, credit card for Amador Air District.
So the Amador Air District, for a credit card, we're a special district that often has expenses beyond what is atypical for county purchases. AED staff is responsible for maintenance of our own district vehicles, and we often need to make air quality-related purchases through outside vendors. As the district receives grants, many of them are coming in as lump sums, advanced pays. These grant monies may be used to purchase various items that are often not found on Office Depot. In addition to, AED staff often attends conferences, meetings, and trainings that require registration fees, lodging accommodations, and travel expenses. AED would like to have a department credit card to make purchases to avoid having to constantly submit reimbursable claims to staff. It keeps the books cleaner that way. You know, we've been running the department with reimbursables, but our last time that we had to make repairs on Matt's vehicle, then, you know, he got a big chunk of reimbursable to him because we had no other way of paying the dealer. So I think a credit card for us would benefit us a lot in the transparency part.
I think it would make it faster and easier for everybody involved.
Yes, it would. I have been in touch with Michelle from the auditor's office, and she's willing to help me through the whole process and help me get all that set up if I get approved.
Okay. Any discussion, Board?
Good idea, because I question that every time you see those big reimbursements, and it shouldn't be up to staff to put thousands of dollars on their credit card.
Any other comments?
Your turn.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the credit card.
Second.
I have a motion by Board Member Rianda, second by Crew. Roll call vote.
Bob Simpson.
Aye.
Linda Rianda.
Aye.
Richard Forster.
Aye.
Pat Crew.
Aye.
Bruce Smith.
Aye.
Linda, or Deanna Rutten.
Aye.
Okay, passes. Item number four, CARB truck and bus regulation.
Well, I brought this at our previous meeting for Director Onetto per his request. Director Onetto is not here today again, and at our last board meeting, it was asked that we brought it back so he could participate in the discussion. We've had this discussion a few times already, the truck and bus regulation. Unfortunate, but, you know, it's there. It's been there since 2008. It's a sore subject for lots of our residents because of the requirements. So it's up for discussion if you'd like.
Any comments, Board?
Do we want to put it off for another meeting when Supervisor Onetto is able to attend?
Well, since he's the one that's been pushing to move it along, I think we should.
I do, too.
I think no matter what we do, they're going to deny our request.
Well, I realize that.
But I agree. Yeah, good idea.
I did get in touch with Mary Piddle, Director Forster, and she said, unfortunately, there isn't much that our district can do. I did set up a meeting, an in-person meeting with her, so I will be meeting with her within the next couple of weeks to sit down. She did tell me that nothing we could do on this, but that there's other stuff in the pipeline that the Air District might be interested in participating and knowing. So I do have that set up for us.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for following up on that.
So you'll agendize that for our next meeting?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Item five, APCO's update.
All right. Our smoke bin program, we just hosted the last of the free disposal days at the transfer station. This wraps up our program for the year with the exception of the Sutter Creek bin, that one we keep there year round. The cost of the events at the free disposal days have significantly increased as the months went by. ACES was bringing on board extra staff to help with the traffic flow and getting people in and out. Supervisor Brown and I had a meeting with ACES management to discuss the price increase. ACES offered to cap our program at $65,000 and will still allow us to continue running the program as usual for the remainder of the year. So that was very successful. The free disposal days, people utilized that. Every month, it seemed that the amount of people coming in was increasing, so we got a lot of green waste disposed of. The neighborhood bins, they were very successful this time around, and the Sutter Creek Fire Station one still gets utilized quite a lot. Dominic, is there anything you'd like to add?
Dominic Marino, Sutter Creek Fire District. First of all, I'd like to thank you for sponsoring these programs. It's a program that definitely helps everybody. Our bin, the bin that you guys pay for, that's in Sutter Creek, is utilized by everybody in the county. We have people come from Pine Grove, Iom, Plymouth, driving to use that bin. We actually pack our bin. We used to use a truck with a big piece of culvert on the back of it, push it in. Now we actually have a tractor. It was donated to us, so we actually drive the tractor into the bin, and we smash it pretty good. So we try to we used to be about 3 loads a week was taken out of there roughly. We're trying to get it down to 2. I think we're down to about 2 right now, loads a week, because we're a compacted thing, and we just smash that stuff in there. One of the drivers actually told us once when they tried to unload it, it wouldn't come out. It was so packed in there. But it's a great program. I'd like to, you know, see we continue with that program. It'd be cool if it could be expanded throughout the county to other areas. I believe last year there was 240,000 pounds was collected in that bin or something like that, and hauled out. So there's a lot of material hauled out. The other thing is on the sort of the flip side of this is we also need to encourage people. I know you guys don't like to hear this. We need to encourage people to burn. I explain to people that part of the natural cycle is the burning, where you're putting the needles, the residual material back into the ground instead of having the sterile ground. So part of it is we need to encourage people that right time, right place to burn. I always tell people, if you look at the air pollution diagrams for a year, how much smoke is, particulates, January, February, March, April, it's not a lot. And guess what happens in August, September, October? When we get these wildfires, it goes off the charts. So if we can get people do more burning early, dissipate out that smoke, we can probably save a lot of smoke later on in July, August, September, October, those months and stuff. I had a person that lives on Sutter Creek Road called on Sunday morning and asked if she could light a fire in her fireplace because her house was cold. And I told her, yes, you can. But we have to encourage people that, you know, don't stay in a cold house because you're worried about the fire, you know. So there's like a balance point. We need to cut down on smoke production. But if we can do things that we produce less smoke earlier and, you know, I mean later, and produce a little bit more earlier, we're actually all better off for our health aspects with that. So I just want to, again, thank you for sponsoring the bin, and we look to using it. I know I've talked to Matt about possibility of we can maybe look at doing a chipper program with it too, where we actually have 2 bins there, one with the debris going, and the second one where we could pay you pull out and chip into another bin, and then the citizens can come and pick up the chips and take them right back out and reuse them in landscaping, things like that. So
does Sutter Creek have a chipper?
I don't believe the city of Sutter Creek. I know Jackson does.
I don't think so.
No. We've talked about that. I've talked to also Amador City, too, about that, about the possibility of going to buy a chipper. So I know Matt says you guys have one. He told me to come over and look at it.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, we got that through the air district.
Right. So this would be, again, a program where the other thing is we would try to do days where we'd go around the neighborhood. We have a clam, the tractor we have actually has a clamshell on it, so we can pick things off the ground. And then basically go around, pick stuff up, chip things. If people have, you know, say, hey, we're coming down this street or this road, if you bring your stuff to the side, we'll chip it for you and put it back, or we'll dispose of it. So I think there's a lot of ways we can really expand this thing also, make it easier for a lot of individuals in the county.
That sounds like a good idea. I like that.
Well, thank you. And, again, thanks to the staff. They're doing a great job.
Yep.
Thanks, Chief.
All right. The electric vehicle charging station pilot program. Our cities are still hard at working trying to get the electric vehicle charging stations installed in their cities. The city of Ione, Director Ratton, has brought this up to her at her previous two city council meetings and has not been given a concrete answer. She plans on having this be placed on the agenda for their next meetings. The city of Sutter Creek, ADD staff met with City Manager Amy Gedney to discuss the placement of the chargers. Amy is working through the channels to get this done. The city of Jackson has opted out of this program. They say that the cost of replacing the two stations they already have would be around $70,000. The city of Plymouth is no answer, and the city of Amador City is continuing to work on this and hopefully get it through. I would like to give the cities who have not really committed to this to make a decision on their participation. In January, at our next board meeting, I would like to bring this topic back as an agenda item to potentially use the money that the cities that opted out use it towards other businesses and agencies that are interested in it. And then my last APCO update is Matt Peterson is retiring in 2022. Matt has been with the district for more than 10 years. So I will be working with HR to fill his position in the upcoming weeks and hopefully get somebody into the district to cross-train with Matt before he takes off. And then you have your financials through October 7th if you have any questions.
Don't we have to approve him retiring? You can't leave us.
Exactly. That's what I do too. Yes.
Motion to not allow.
I have a question.
Denied.
Question on the financials.
Yes, sir.
Revenue and expense, page one. What is the number 47,890 miscellaneous? Shows over 400% over budget. 47,890 under revenue and expense budget versus actual.
Oh, over here.
On the balance sheet.
Revenue and expense budget versus
actual.
Okay.
Oh. And where do you see that, Richard?
Yeah, 47,890.
Yeah, 28,000 in other miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. The budget was 7,000. It's up to 28,533.
That's so miscellaneous items. That is anything our authorities to construct applications. The big chunk that you see in there, the 28,533, that was a grant. That was my prescribed fire grant money that I got, and it got dumped into there. I'm going to need to do a transfer of that one and put it into the grant account, but that was it. But our miscellaneous account includes anything, authority to construct applications, change of ownerships, engineering fees that we get back from our sources, and then any miscellaneous. At the time, I didn't have a grant account to drop it into, so that's where it got landed.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
We have no correspondence.
That's it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your guys' patience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you adjourned?
Motion to adjourn.
All right.